Accession number 32497, Reel 1.
Hello, Mum, Dad, and all the family. This is Arthur sending you a cheerio from New York City. Just to let you know, I'm feeling the very best and quite okay. Well, I've had quite a hectic time since I left my last station. I went down to Niagara Falls. I wouldn't have missed it. I only wished you could have been here to have seen the wonderful sight. From the Niagara, I went across to Buffalo and then down to Indiana to see Cousin Hidley and family. Had quite a pleasant time with them. I sure got a surprise to see me where he turned up. They gave me a splendid time, and I must say I was really pleased with my American cousin. From Indiana, I went across to Philadelphia. What a pleasure it was to see dear old John Stevenson again. His eyes nearly popped out when he saw me. He and his wife gave me a royal time. John is just the same. He was asking after you all, and Daisy and Jim in particular. Now I am in New York for a few days, seeing the sights, the Statue of Liberty, the skyscrapers, etc. This is a stupendous city. Sure is a privilege to see it. So, Mother, just keep looking up, and I'll send you this card greeting. May God bless you all. Love to you all, from Arthur.
God bless you, Arthur, and lots of luck to you. Joseph was made on September 3rd, 1943, for the cooperation of the New York City Defense Recreation Committee.
Hello, Mum, Dad, and all the family. This is Arthur sending you a cheerio from New York City. Just to let you know, I'm feeling the very best and quite okay. Well, I've had quite a hectic time since I left my last station. I went down to Niagara Falls. I wouldn't have missed it. I only wished you could have been here to have seen the wonderful sight. From Niagara, I went across to Buffalo and then down to Indiana to see Cousin Hidley and family. Had quite a pleasant time with them. I sure got a surprise to see me really turn up. They gave me a splendid time, and I must say I was really pleased with my American cousin. From Indiana, I went across to Philadelphia. What a pleasure it was to see good old John Stevenson again. His eyes nearly popped out when he saw me. He and his wife gave me a royal time. John is just the same. He was asking after your oil and Daisy and Jim in particular. Now I'm in New York for a few days, seeing the sights, the Statue of Liberty, the skyscrapers, etc. This is a stupendous city. Here is a privileged trip. You're in this far greeting. May God bless you all. Love to you all, Martin.
The original of this record was made in New York on September the 3rd, 1943.
Well, then, Mr. Pico Connor, we're down there in Australia. This is Veronica Frederick, the Denver reporter, speaking to you from Moorbank Square in New York City. And to the courtesy of the native of Spring, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the voice of your brother Arthur. Over.
Hello, Daisy. I guess it's a surprise to hear me speaking to you. I'm so glad to have this opportunity of sending you a little personal message. How are you getting on, dear Chris? It's just sure it's grand to be able to just pass on a little message to you. How are you getting on? I'm feeling real okay myself. I've been having a splendid time down in the States for a few days. I'm just too bad that it'll be all here over in a day or two. But then, other things to look forward to, too. How is Jim getting along? It's just long to hear from you in a few days. I guess I'll be getting another batch of mail, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. I had a wonderful time down at Niagara for a day or two, and then in Indiana to one of my cousins there. I'm sure you'll be pleased to know I saw John Stevenson in Philadelphia. It's nice to see him, and he was asking after you and Jim. You sure pleased to hear news of your own. Now I'm in New York for a day or two and having extended time. Wish you could be with me and invite if you were seeing such with me. Well, never mind, we'll be looking forward to the day when we'll all meet again. Hello, Daisy. I guess it's a surprise to hear speaking to you. To have this opportunity of personal message. How are you getting on, dear old sis? It's just sure it's grand to be able to just pass on a little message to you. How are you getting on? I'm feeling real okay myself. I've been having a splendid time down in the States for a few days. It's just too bad that it will be all be over in a day or two. But then we have other things to look forward to too. How is Jim getting along? I'm just longing to hear from you in a few days. I guess I will be getting another batch of mail, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. I had a wonderful time down at Niagara for a day or two, and then in Indiana to one of my cousins there. I'm sure you'll be pleased to know I saw John Stevenson in Philadelphia. It was great to see him, and he was asking after you and Jim. He's sure pleased to hear news of you all. Now I'm in New York for a day or two and having a splendid time. Just wish you could be with me and the folks if you were seeing the sights with me. Well, never mind, we'll be looking forward to the day when we'll all meet again. But I hope not so long in the future. Cheerio and God bless. Arthur.
Thank you, Arthur, and God bless you too. The judge was made on September 3rd, 1943, with the cooperation of the New York City Defense Association Committee.
Hello, Mother. I'm greeting Eddie Dorris and Mike. I'm calling you from Territory, where I'm staying with Manburn for a few hours. I've inspected the caravan and the man, and they are very comfortable and well equipped. The country here is well worth seeing, and they have had the best season for many years, much to the farmers' delight. The surrounding country is very green, and there is a good river flowing near the man. My and Burn are both looking splendid, and appear to be thriving in their new surroundings, although the weather is rather warm for May. Well, I hope everything is under control at home, and all are well. We're wishing you all the happiest Christmas we've had, and I'm looking forward to the time when we'll all be together again, and have a time for too long. Cheerio and love to you all for now.